I went to Japan recently. Backing things up a little bit, as those of you who have been following my career from the very beginning are well aware, aside from my unstoppable show business career, I'm also an incredible rock musician. But I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I do play in a rock band with a bunch of other sad, aging white guys. We're called Valley Lodge, and we're incredible. Thank you. No, it's true. Somehow, through the magic of the internet, I got this email one day from a Japanese promoter, and he's like, Dave, would you and your bandmates like to come over here and tour Japan? And I write back to this guy. I'm like, fuck yeah, motherfucker. We'll rock the fuck out of those fuckers. So I call up the guys in my band. We get on a plane with our guitars and our tightest pants and our cocks and balls and everything. And we just like fly the fuck over Japan to start rocking the fuck out of people. Pretty much wherever the people of Japan just need their asses handed to them by our unstoppable brand of rock and roll ass kicking. We just like showed up and kicked them in nuts with, you know, the compositions we'd written and our spare time. And I don't know how many of you have ever been to Japan before, but I've never been there before. And I can honestly say it's the most awesome and amazing place on earth. It's like super beautiful and futuristic, and everyone's weirdly excited about everything all the time. There's like a higher percentage of exclamation points per capita over there. But the best thing about Japan is the toilets. And it's not like here in America where we have like one basic kind of toilet. And I'm not complaining about the American toilet. It's like a fine toilet. Like I got a decent enough track record with it and everything. But in Japan, they have like four or five different awesome and amazing toilets, and I would just use them wherever and whenever possible. And I want to tell you about my favorite toilet they have over here. And this is the toilet I'd seen the whole time we were on tour, but I never thought I had the level of privacy or intimacy I needed to really go to town on this thing. Until the last stop of the tour, Tokyo, I finally have my own hotel room, and it has one of these toilets in it. And this toilet, like to the naked eye, just looks like a regular toilet, right? But then on the side, there's like this command center, sort of like in a jet fighter. And then, you know how like in Europe, they have the bidet? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like this European, like ass-blasting machine. Well, I'd seen this thing before, but I never bothered to use them because I figured if I wanted my ass to be all wet and drippy, like, I never would have gone into the bathroom in the first place. Anyway, in Japan, they combine the toilet and the bidet into this one futuristic thing. I can't even wrap my head around. The last show of the tour is like 2 hours away. I know this is no time to be getting in any trouble. The guys are waiting downstairs, but I'm like, it's now or never. This is my time to shine, right? So I go in the bathroom, I shut the door behind me, I sit down, I use the toilet, and I'm pretty far along in the transaction when I look on the command center thing, and there's this button, and it's got what looks like the letter M on it, right? And then above it is like these water droplets coming down, and that's like the butt button, right? And then in front of that is there's like a volume knob or something. I just like crank it up as high as it goes. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm on vacation. So then I close my eyes, and I hit the butt button, this jet stream comes out. I don't know if there's like an electronic eye on this thing that scanned me or something, but I hit the butt button, and somehow it just like found me right where I needed to be found. Up until that point in my life, I never gave this thought to like, oh, if I get blasted in the anus with water, or what temperature and water pressure do I want it to be? But it doesn't matter, because the Japanese have figured that out for you too. As it turns out, it's exactly 72 degrees. And it's not so much like being like poked in the anus over and over again. It's more like gently tapped in the anus over and over again. It's beautiful. So I start hitting the butt button over and over again. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and after like 45 minutes, I'm drenched in sweat and I'm like fading in and out of consciousness and everything. And I look down on the command center again, there's this other button, and it's got like a silhouette of a lady on it, sort of like on a women's restroom, and I'm thinking, well, I guess that's the lady parts button, but I'm not a lady. I wasn't even sure how the electronic eye would assess the situation. Like, I didn't want to confuse the technology, but then I was just like, when am I going to start living my life? So then I close my eyes again, and I hit the lady parts button, and it blasts me, like, right... Do you know, and like the taint area. And then you know how you spend your whole life thinking, well, I don't want to get blasted in the taint with water. Then you do get blasted in the taint with water. You're like, God, I go my whole life without getting blasted in the taint with water every single day. So I start hitting the taint button over and over and over. And I go back to the butt button. I go back to the taint button. I go back to the butt taint. Finally, after like 2 hours of this, I see that bright light that you hear about, and I'm like floating over my own body. One of my bandmates bursts into my room, and he's like, come on, we gotta go rock the fuck out of Tokyo. So I pulled up my pants, and I marched on out of there, and I rocked the fuck out of Tokyo with a cleaner ass and taint area than anyone that's ever rocked the fuck out of Tokyo before. Thank you. I wanna take, do like 45 minutes of Q&A. No.